We love when people have great ideas and they put in the sweat equity to make those ideas come to reality. And now here we are able to talk about the success of this program. It's in the Fort Mill School District. It's called the Snack Shack Food Pantry. And we have the founder of the Snack Shack Food Pantry joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. His name is Chris Kellogg. And good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Lucas and Ashley. Great to be with you on Friday.
So this started 3 years ago when you had kids attending Banks Trail Middle School. And take us out to that day. What was it that you said, hey, we need to have the Snack Shack, and what is the Snack Shack Food Pantry?
Yeah, well, my now high schoolers were in middle school at Banks Trail, and we just happened to be in for a meeting. My wife and I were meeting with Kristen Crapo, who was their lead guidance counselor. And as we were meeting, a lot of kids kept interrupting the meeting and walking in and, you know, grabbing food out of her desk drawers. And that happened 3 or 4 times. And we're like, I finally asked Kristen, what's going on? Why are these kids needing so much food? And she said, this is a real problem in our district. You know, we have 1 in 10 kids, 1 in 10 students that are impacted by this. And when they come into school hungry, they're not able to perform and live up to the expectations that you'd have for them in a classroom. And she said, I'm kind of out of my own pocket doing this, and I've got my drawers full of snacks. And my wife and I, you know, looked at each other like any couple and said, this is crazy. Like, Fort Mill's a wealthy community. There's no reason that this should be going on. And the school, I think, did recognize this through some different programs, but they didn't have anything with sort of that immediacy every day where kids walk in and they can have a front door to food. And that's what we thought might be kind of special. So we dropped everything and said, we're going to make a difference and try to do something. And we went out and bought a pantry from Lowe's. And with Kristen's help, we put it together, stocked it. And within a couple months, it was empty. And we realized there was an issue.
So it I know we're kind of like blown away. So and I think you touched on something that a lot of people, and we were talking about this off air, you know, we hear Fort Mill and we think, oh, you know, it's wealthy. It's wealthier than some of the other areas, and not only our county, but the Tri-County area. And I think I don't want to say cool, but I think it's great that you're showing or shedding a light that, hey, this happens to any and all families that look like ours. You know, we're one paycheck away, or some families are one paycheck away from their kids having to go to a pantry or a snack shack.
For sure. You just don't know. And it is largely, I think, invisible to a lot of people until you look inside. But 1 in 10 families is impacted by this. So, you know, if you look around, they're there in our community. Even Fort Mill, very affluent, and you think of us as being a richer community. But these kids are there. And it's not just the chronically food insecure. It's not all these socioeconomic families that have, you know, chronic issues. It's families like ours that are maybe 2-income families, and a mom or dad loses their job. They can make the mortgage and the car payment, but there's not as much on the table. And that's a real situation that happens every single day. So for a community like this that does so much, and we've got so many corporate organizations and foundations, you think about the Springs Close Foundation and others that step up in our community, there's just no reason for kids to go hungry.
So 3 years ago, the Snack Shack Food Pantry was born at Banks Trail Middle School. Here we are in 2025. What does this look like in other schools?
Yeah, so I was very fortunate. We had some of the leadership stepped up and allowed me to be part of the Foundation for Fort Mill Schools board. So that adds some credibility and some reach. And we essentially talked to the guidance teams and the administration at the district office and said, hey, this seems to be a real issue. What can we do? And they supported us to go out and find some different vendors and corporate sponsors to be able to come in and put some money behind it. And we decided we were going to start with the 5 schools that maybe socioeconomically had the greatest challenge demographically within our town. And we, with the help of Duke Energy for the first round, put about $5,000 into a program with 5 different schools. And it was overwhelmingly successful. We picked the right schools. The kids got a lot out of it. And they said, you need to do this everywhere. So 21 schools later, we've now hit every single school in the district. Some need it more than others. And we just finished our last one because Flint Hill Elementary was built and in service. My grandson goes there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to serve those families that are in that building. And so as of Wednesday, they've got one, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Chris, how does the Snack Shack Food Pantry work? What is it? How do kids find out about it? Because you want to do it in a discreet way, right? There's some, you know, especially young people, you want to look like you've got everything under control. But to your point, if you're hungry, you don't want to be embarrassed by asking for food. So there, you want to respect their situation. So how do the kids learn about this? And then how does the how do they access this throughout the school day?
Yeah, and I think there is a real stigma, Lucas, with that throughout, you know, communities, and there shouldn't be. Yeah. So the guidance teams talk to the rest of the staff, you know, so the teachers are aware, and the kids can self-select, but I think more than that, at the younger ages, they're identifying these kids. We already have another program called the Backpack Program that's through the foundation and through the Springs Close Group. And we work to put together a backpack, a food backpack, on Fridays, and they take that home for the weekend. So a lot of those families, those kids have already been identified. And for others that just walk in because they're comfortable, and you'd be surprised when a friend can go get a free granola bar and they'll bring another friend, word spreads. So it works out pretty well. And yeah, they can come in at really at any age level, and they have access to that pantry throughout the day at any time, and they can go take whatever they need. And if they want to take it home, they can do that too.
And the food we're talking about, you mentioned granola bars. So these are food items that they can eat during the day at school, where they might not need access to a microwave or something else along those lines.
Yeah, we try to make it convenience oriented, but they could be mac and cheese. It could be some breakfast foods. It could be, you know, just some, you know, we all ate Chef Boyardee, you know, back in the day, or ramen noodles in school. They can take those home with them. And we try to be as nutritional as we can, but it's very convenience focused, so they can grab what they need and go.
And I think another piece of this that's so great is that this is not only adults and, you know, in the district that are doing this, you're really using some of the students to also help you build and stock and kind of teaching some life skills along the way.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. So this thing does require some volunteer time. I'm only so handy, and I'm not, I'm getting older. So we need some youth. So we have the Beta Kids, the Beta Club kids from Catawba Ridge High School. We've also used the National Honor Society at NAFO and other volunteers. But those kids will show up and they walk in ready to go. I mean, they're excited about it. They get educated on a topic they didn't know existed. They've done a radio show at Catawba Ridge about it, so they've elevated it. And they come in, they learn, you know, how to put together some pantries using tools for the first time, a little scary. And then, you know, they'll socialize that message throughout the community, which is awesome. Then you get parents trying to pay it forward to come in. But those kids have made it really much easier on me to get these things up and running. It's a lot of pantries.
It's great.
And then, Chris, how do you keep those pantries stocked? Is it the individual school's responsibility? Is it the school's PTO? Is it the foundation's responsibility? How do you keep these Snack Shack food pantries stocked?
Yeah, I mean, short answer, yes. I mean, all those. I think each school is a little bit different. And some of them have an easier time. So again, you got to go back to the economics of it. I think, you know, there's some schools that have overwhelming PTO support that show up with money and time, right? Other schools are good, but maybe not so much. So we've had faith-based organizations step up. The schools independently have put some of their own kind of miscellaneous budget funds in there. PTOs certainly, guidance counselors and teachers bringing in things, which you wouldn't ask them to do that, but they have big hearts. Mm-hmm. So we're blessed to have a really good guidance team throughout all the schools. So all those things and more, and yes, we kick in as a foundation or personally, you know, people can step up through our website and make a donation mm-hmm. to do that.
Chris, what an interesting story. Who knew a typical meeting at your child's school would have ballooned into 2 years later, really, having a Snack Shack in all the schools in the Fort Mill School District, an area where, as we all pointed out, it's nothing new, that is a wealthy community, but we also don't want to assume that we know what's going on in people's lives or in their homes, and once the door closes, it could be a totally different story inside of their house. So you do this in a way that is, respectful to the people and to the young people. And they can get what they need and fuel their body for the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, it's called the Snack Shack Food Pantry. It's in the Fort Mill School District. It's, I know he doesn't want the accolades, but Chris Kellogg and his wife kind of started this. They planted the seed, then they've watched it grow since then. You can certainly get involved, as Chris mentioned. There's so many different ways to get involved. This is something in the Fort Mill School District that you want to be part of. Chris, thanks so much for bringing this to our attention, and maybe we would inspire others to follow suit. So thank you so much.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. Chris. Yeah, have a great Friday.